And we welcome you back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time for our final segment of the day, the Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Washington Archer Braden Dua. Braden, congratulations on the honor, and I appreciate the time here today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Braden, a great start for you and your teammates once again at Washington. Coming off of last week that you took a first-place performance and the team took first place as well. But let's look at the season in general. You know, we're a handful of weeks into the season. How do you think the team's progressing, and how do you think yourself is progressing as well?
As a team, I think we're progressing really well. We started off the season kind of slow, but better than we did last year, and then we progressed really good. And then over Christmas break, we kind of slowed down a little bit. But then a week after, which would be our home meet, we shot one of our personal best scores. And then myself, I feel I did the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have our ups and downs and stuff. But I shot my personal best at our home meet, too. And Sammy shot one of her best scores there. We both tied with 293. But I think I started the season off strong. And a lot of that has to do with my, like, mental maturity from last year. I feel like it's going to stay strong and just keep going up slowly and surely.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you feel mentally more mature than last year. Go further into that. What exactly do you mean in regards to archery?
I think the hardest part with archery is when you get, like, your good scores going, you get into 15 meters, you're like, oh, I haven't missed a single point yet. Mm-hmm. So last year it was, holy cow, I haven't missed a single point. Start freaking out, and then you start shooting worse.
Sure.
Then this year, it started off with that. First Washington shoot, I had a 296 going into the last round, dropped 7 or 8 points that round, and shot a 289. But this year, I mean, I slowly worked it. After Christmas break, it was really strong. And just the age difference helps with the maturity and helps me stay calm and, like, helps me shoot better, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we talked about, you won that home tournament last week. The team won their second straight tournament, so let's go into that. What's the feeling like after a big win, as team-wise and for yourself?
I think it's a good feeling, like a good recognition, like one of the most successful sports in Washington, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think as a team, it kind of, like, gives us our, like, drive to keep competing and keep coming to practice and pushing the late nights in and just giving it all at our 8:15 practices and all that, because it gets kind of tiring when, like, last year we weren't winning everything, but we were in the top five. But this year, I think with our new group of freshmen and our good group of seniors this year, really help us drive forward and do good at those practices of practice for the wins and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Braden, let's talk about your coach, Jim Peterson. Let's look at him. What do you like about him as a coach?
Oh, he's a good guy. He makes practices fun, whether it's shooting the bottle caps or sometimes shooting apples off his heads on a picture. But he makes it fun. Like, last year it was fun, but he makes it another step up from fun. Like, we don't always focus on, okay, do this, do this, do this. It's try this. Okay, we're going to do this for fun. Winner gets a piece of candy and stuff like that.
Well, let's look at last year. Of course, the team went to a Worlds. You went to Nationals. So what was that experience like?
Oh, that was eye-opening. Kind of psyched me out when I got there, and there was 500 people shooting at once and not just your normal 50.
Okay, did you have opportunity to explore Louisville outside of the archery competitions?
Just a little bit. We had to leave, or me and three other people had to leave early for our traps conference meet. But okay. If we would have stayed, we definitely would have done some exploring of Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Braden, of course, there are two different types of archery, 3D and the bullseye competitions. If you had to pick one, what's your favorite and what do you like about it?
I'd probably say bullseye because I'm better at it, but 3D is fun too because it's more realistic, and 3D is fun because you don't, like, have a certain spot to aim at.
Sure.
It's kind of tough to choose between both, but probably bullseye because I'm best at it because, like, I have to have a certain spot. Like, I know everything I do the same is the exact same time if I aim the right spot. Mm-hmm. With 3D, you got to kind of have muscle memory down, and I don't really have that yet. So
okay,
that's why I don't like 3D as much.
Sure. And Braden, let's look at how long have you been involved in the sport, and what really inspired you to want to be an archer?
This is my second year shooting for the team, but I've shot bows my whole life. And that's probably the biggest reason why I chose to do archery is I've been around bows, whether it be hunting or shooting at targets, just my whole life. And I saw how one of my friends used to do it, and then another one of my friends did it, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a cool sport, so I'm going to try it.
And a good tradition Washington has right now. Let's get outside of archery here, Braden. Our sponsor, Hedgebove Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, integrity, dependability, quality. So with that in mind, what are some of your core values?
I think I'm very respectful. I mean, I'd say sometimes my sister doesn't agree with that, but I think I respect my coaches and fellow athletes, like on the line and stuff. I don't speak and stuff like that usually. But sure. I usually don't have a problem with other people, and I'm really calm.
Good deal. Well, Braden, this one can be sports or non-sports related. Being at Washington now, this is your sophomore year. What do you enjoy most about being a Demon?
I like the four classes a day. I transferred from Waco as a freshman, and the four classes a day from eight classes a day was a big change, but it stepped up real good and had OJT, so I'm only there for three classes, and works out really good.
Okay, yeah. And future plans, of course, you're just a sophomore, Braden. You got plenty of time to make up your mind, but do you have an idea what you want to do later on in life?
My uncle was a Cyclone. I was thinking about going to Iowa State because they've got a trap shooting team. And then it was in the discussions to start a NASP team. And then hopefully go into, like, engineering or business.
All right. And what about the engineering or business route speaks to you?
My uncle was an engineer, and he showed me some of the stuff he did. And I really liked it because I get to use my hands and stuff.
And a good profession to get into. Well, last set of questions I have for you, Braden. When you're not involved in archery in school, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I like to do hunting, go fishing, stuff like that, just normal country boy would do.
Sure.
But I really like going out and eating sushi.
Okay, sushi. Favorite types of sushi you got?
All of them are good.
And when you go out fishing, what's your favorite fish to catch? And also, what do you usually go hunting?
I usually go after the bass, but sometimes we'll go after crappie on the bigger lakes. And then for hunting, I usually go after whitetail.
Okay, what's the go-to place around here in southeast Iowa?
We've got a bunch of local ponds right around my house that are probably the best. But there's like your Lake Trio and your private pond or your private lakes that are good.
Okay, right on. Well, Braden, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week, and best of luck to you and your teammates the rest of the way.
Thank you.
And that was Washington archer Braden Dua joining us as this week's Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. He tied for first place at last week's competition at Washington Middle School. Congratulations to Braden. Best of luck to him the rest of the season. Let's step aside, and we'll come back with more on the PM Sports page right after this on AM and FM KCII.